When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Candace is reaching out. Hey, guys, not sure how to handle this one. I was gone for about a week. My house sitter threw a party. About 15-ish guests came, all presumably underage, okay. As she is. The house was clean, so I let it go until after about a week, I realized a couple of expensive jackets, like $150 to $200, were missing.
Oh.
Both of the culprits were on camera entering and leaving with them on, but there isn't a great shot of their face. So do I try to handle this with my house sitter, or do I get her parents involved?
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to say something.
Yeah, well, and if she's got, like, the camera footage, I think we start with the house sitter and say, listen, I don't want to get you in major trouble with your parents, but I know you guys had a party. Thank you for cleaning up. However, I would like my jackets back. So if you could help me hunt down your friends.
Man, that's definitely being cool parent.
Yes, you could try that. And then if she's not going to comply with helping, then we elevate it to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you do that or do you go straight to the parents?
I don't know. I almost maybe give the parents a heads up and just say, hey.
This is a teaching moment.
So, you know, Kelly watched over our stuff and we've got some.
I would have never.
Home footage. Well, Kelly.
I would have never.
Well.
I did not.
I've got home footage that says you did.
I don't know. Would you go to the house sitter first or did you go straight to the parents?
I would probably go to the house sitter first and just say, hey, there's some stuff that I noticed missing. I don't know, you know, if you know where they went or if you had a few friends over.
If she plays dumb, then you bring out the footage.
Then you bring out the footage and maybe get the parents involved then.
Okay.
Maybe you give her an opportunity to fess up.
Come clean.
Yeah.
Give the jackets back.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, plays dumb, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Then that's when we...
That's what... Yeah. I think that's...
It.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what we do. So yeah, if you've got some experience with this, something crazy happened with a house sitter, or maybe you were the house sitter and something crazy happened... And you could weigh in or give us your story. That'd be a great place to take this. 502-795-1997.
House sitter confession.
Yeah, how did having a house sitter or house sitting yourself kind of go sideways, kind of get crazy? Let us know. Want to hear your stories. We'll get to those coming up. Yeah, Candace had a teenage house sitter take care of her pets, watch the house for a week. Now she's faced... with kind of an awkward confrontation when some expensive jackets turned up missing, kind of wondering, like, what's the first approach that she does? And you know, we were like, hey, you know what, let's maybe give her an opportunity to come clean, and then if she continues to deny, then get the parents involved. But how did having a house sitter yourself... Or
how were you a house sitter?
Yeah, and something went a bit astray and crazy. Like, for example, I said that my friend and I, we house sat at the team doctor's house and drank some very expensive beer, played pool in his house. I think he would have been all right if we would have just played pool, but it was like rummaging through his wine cellar type of stuff.
Yeah, that was where
getting
it
into some of that
to go south. For sure.
Yeah. Got another message from a listener. I usually make sure I take my own pillow with me for overnights. One time I didn't take all of the owner's pillows off the bed, just moved them aside. I woke up using their fancy pillow with their super nice white pillowcase.
Uh-oh.
I guess I had pulled it over to me while I was sleeping. It
Uh-oh.
Was, of course, green from my hair dye.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I messaged the owner asking for instructions on how I could wash it to try to get it out and offered to refund her the cost of a new pillowcase if needed. Wasn't able to get the stain out, but she was really nice about it. Yeah, I mean, pillowcases, how expensive could a pillowcase be, like, to actually replace it?
Well, that depends.
Really?
They're fancy and designer.
You mean they come in places other than Target?
Pottery Barn.
Oh.
Next level.
Okay.
Absolutely. Another one. My house sitter did not realize that her SUV wouldn't fit in my garage and slammed into the wall.
Oh.
More damage to her car than our wall, though. Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yikes.
Another listener. I brought my dog to house sit, who ended up tearing apart the person's couch.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to pay for a new one.
Oh, no.
A new dog or new couch?
New couch. That is not cheap.
Man. I guess that reminds me of the time I house sat a neighbor, and they had a 5-speed Honda that I was really excited because I had just learned how to drive a Honda or drive a 5-speed.
Uh huh.
And I decided to take their car out for a drive.
Oh my gosh, Ben!
I forgot about that.
You were not a great house sitter.
I forgot. Turns about out that.
You were not. Oh my gosh! Another one. First, I dropped a glass pitcher in the sink while I was washing it. It shattered.
Oh!
I found the exact same one on Amazon. Replaced it. They were none the wiser.
Oh!
Then at a different place, I broke a tea kettle.
Oh!
It was a discontinued model, so I looked online, found one that was pretty similar, replaced it with that.
Oh my gosh!
Of course, because it was different, I told them about it. I need to just stop touching breakable things. LOL.
Man, I'll tell you what though. Amazon comes to the rescue on there.
Yeah, buddy. And sometimes maybe eBay for the discontinued ones.
All right, one final one. In house-sitting horror stories, one time I was adjusting a curtain and the screws holding the rod came right out of the wall.
Oh.
Messaged the client with pictures and she just said she would call the landlord. Oh, all right.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not too bad. All right, good stuff. I don't know if we're helping Candace or not.
Well, you go through the comments on Facebook, and there's a lot of people that are talking about, like,
getting the parents
involving
involved.
The parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
from the get-go, not even giving her a chance to make it right herself.
Yeah, I mean, we said maybe first try going through the teenager and just saying, give her an opportunity to make it right herself.
Right.
And
but
then
everybody
and maybe,
in the comments is like, nope, go straight to the parents. I'd be mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you still go to the parents after you go to the kid, but whatever.
Just so that she doesn't do that again if she's going to continue her house sitting career.
There you go. That is group therapy.